that they, number one, were joyful when the star had brought them to their destination. Number two, upon seeing the baby Jesus, they worshiped and offered their gifts. And number three, they traveled home on a different road. When this gospel was written, the author was intensely attuned to the state of affairs in the early church, which was the cause of much consternation. At that time, the Gentiles were being drawn to the teachings of Christ in numbers far greater than that of the Jews. In that era of Jewish culture, identity and lifestyle were highly regarded attributes as they were finding their way in a world heavily dominated by Roman rule, Gentile rule. The author was perplexed how fellow Jews could not see Christ in their midst as they clung so tightly to Torah. In Isaiah's passage, we heard, "Lift up your eyes and look around. There, the brightly shining star above us, God's glory in human form, is revealed in the birth of Christ. The light of God's glory is right there, but only to be shrouded by the observer's refusal to see." Over the weekend of Christmas, as a reward of sorts, I gifted myself the time of relaxation and started a new jigsaw puzzle for Christmas. It was a Christmas-themed 1,000-piece Ravensburg puzzle. The puzzle in the picture was of about 45 different Christmas stamps depicting Victorian era children and kindly-looking Santas. The children were gayfully playing in snow, riding sleds, and eating beer. It is a nostalgic scene of a long time gone, when time seemed simpler, almost better, less complicated. And in the midst of all those stamps of smiling children and jolly old Santas, was this one small stamp portraying Santa with a child angel holding a lit candle, and both were sitting on an old-fashioned wooden cart. Situated on the back of the cart was a manger scene, complete with the Holy Family, more angels, and lots of hay. Now, typically, puzzles are solo entertainment for me, but occasionally husband Phil and daughter Sarah join in. I was working on this particular little stamp when I couldn't find the piece that completed the figures in the manger. I was looking for the baby Jesus. I had Mary and Joseph and the angel, no baby Jesus. Phil and Sarah eagerly came to my call for help. "I need baby Jesus," I said. They gave me a very curious look. Then I pointed to the puzzle picture. So, imagine the three of us hovered over our dining room table, looking over all these puzzle pieces, searching for the baby Jesus. Phil finally found baby Jesus. The manger scene was now complete, and I could move on. But I continued to puzzle about our quest for that puzzle piece with the baby Jesus. I wondered why this puzzle pictured all these Victorian-era cherub-like children and Santas, but just had one tiny image of the manger scene. Indeed, it was a picture-perfect image of what we expect our holiday to look like. But in reality, our culture simulates a holiday far from perfect. We are bombarded with commercialism. Be the one to give the perfect gift. the holidays bring out the children in you. But tucked away in all this height is the baby Jesus. There, in the midst of our constructed holiday madness. Often, we are too distracted to see baby Jesus right there in front of us. Our focus is pulled away from the birth of the Christ child. Sadly, it seems to me that our society places more value on receiving material gifts that speak of wealth, glamour, success, or station in life, rather than on the gift that God gave humankind so long ago. And each year, we say, aren't we going to put the Christ back in Christmas? But do we really? Sadly, I know I don't. I fall short of that goal. I fall prey to the stress and the tension of making each Christmas special, from decorating our house and our tree and baking and wrapping, buying and wrapping gifts and sending out cards. I have to ask, where is baby Jesus in all of that? Thank goodness, though, for the 12 days of Christmastide and Epiphany. Because Epiphany invites us to discern who Jesus is and where Jesus is in our lives. Epiphany is about discovering baby Jesus tucked away in all those pieces, parts of our tangled, jumbled, disordered, messed up 21st century lives. Yet, Jesus is right there in front of us all the same. But it is up to us to take the time to find Jesus, to seek him out, and to re-invite him back into our lives. But not in the context of that rustic stable scene, because baby Jesus has left that manger. a joy that is difficult to contain. A joy that flows with abandon when we extend kindly service to others, particularly those who exist in those dark margins of our society. When we do this, we will encounter Christ, and we will see Christ in the faces of our neighbors. Equally as important was the Magi's response to the child that they had, that in that they had shown him honor. Furthermore, doesn't the lack of response from the Jewish leaders strike you as a bit odd? They were the ones who were devoted to studying Torah, where the Magi were devoted to studying the stars. Why did they seem so unfazed by God's activity? Oh, they did pinpoint the location by identifying that sleepy little town not too far away, yet they were not stirred enough to follow up upon it. They could not or did not act on what they had discovered. Indeed, this is a sharp contrast between their thoughts and actions and that of the faith of the Magi. The Magi traveled home by a different road. Now, Matthew here is dangling an enticing clue about life for those who have encountered Christ. Afterwards, nothing is ever the same. We don't take the old road any longer. We now have a new compass and a new map to guide us. No longer can we tolerate injustices unfolding around us. Indeed, once we encounter Christ, our lives are less comfortable because we must not, we cannot remain stagnant in our complicity. Nothing can remain the same because we are embarking on an unexpected, unfamiliar journey. The Magi did not come to study Jesus in the same manner that they studied the night sky. And neither should we, because in the end, it's about our relationship with Jesus. We come to worship Jesus because he is our God. On the surface, a story that opens with a humble manger scene doesn't initially strike us as a shelf-burning bestseller. And thank goodness, because God doesn't stop at the manger.